Good evening to everyone else. Say amen. Come on, lift your hands. Say amen.
Amen.
Can you say with me a few words? Yesu. Ninnu. Premistunadu. Yes, you have got. One more time, okay? When I say Yesu, show your hand like this, okay? Yesu. Ninnu. Premistunadu. ప్రేమిస్తున్నాడు లైక్ దిస్ టూ హ్యాండ్స్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు ఓకే ప్రేమిస్తున్నాడు యేసు నిన్ను ప్రేమిస్తున్నాడు ఐల్ టెల్ ద మీనింగ్ జీసస్ లవ్స్ యు కమ్ ఆన్ క్లాప్ జీసస్ లవ్స్ యు ఇట్ ఈస్ అ వండర్ఫుల్ టైమ్ ఫర్ మీ టు బీ హియర్ all the way from traveling from India to this place Anantharam to this place US. It is about 24 hours of journey by flight, car, auto and by bus like that. But anyway, God has given good opportunity to be here. Pastor Timothy is known to us for the long few years. That was my first time that I came 10 years ago. Then pastor visited our place. He enjoyed the place in the villages. And we took him to give some baptisms to the people. There was no proper towel for him. So we gave him lungi. That is called lungi. That the Indian people tie that. When they sleep, as you wear shorts like this, you know. So Indian people tie that in the villages. So that was a good time. That was the story actually, pastor wanted to hear. And after 10 years, I could able to see him. We gave him call and it was nice, you know, driving and hours together. He spent time in driving and we safely came. It was raining in the middle. Was unable to drive, see the road even. But God helped us because I am an ordinary person. I am a village pastor. We have small town. In the town, nearly 2,000 people live together. Then we speak Telugu language. Then people are very poor coming to the church. Some people come by bicycles. Some are on food they come and worship the Lord. And our church name is Jesus Christ Prayer Hall. Can anyone, can all say with me? Jesus Christ Prayer Hall. Okay? That is, Yesu Christu name is mentioned in that. Because village people can understand what is Jesus. Jesus is God. Jesus loves you. He shed his blood for everyone else on the cross of Calvary. That is the Independence Day for us. Because he delivered us from every bandage of sin. So no matter, we did not give anything to him. But he, though he was God, left everything. He obeyed God's word, the Father's voice, he obeyed and he shed his precious blood for everyone else. Though you are here, you are in France or India, anywhere in the world. In the same way, the word says that, Jesus says that, go ye into the world and preach the gospel. Gospel is nothing but he came to this world and touched many hearts of the people. He loved the people. He delivered the people and healed so many people and buried, was dead, and he rose again. That is the pure gospel, you see. In book of Jana, we see that second chapter, there we see that one words I want to share with you. Book of Jonah, second chapter, ninth verse. Book of Jonah, second chapter, ninth verse. Salvation is of the Lord. You know, I think you'll be knowing about Jonah. Jonah is nothing but, the meaning of the Jonah is dove, you see. Then in Matthew 12, 39 and 40 we find, in Luke 11, 29 and 30 we find about him. Then it was a mission, and in second verse, first chapter, second verse, he says that, arise, go to Nineveh. But he did not go to Nineveh. He was thinking that if he goes to Nineveh, he will be die. He was afraid of going to Nineveh. But Nineveh people are very crooked people, that God knows their heart. But whereas Jonah wanted to have some comfortable life, he wanted to go to Tarshish, place called Tarshish. He was disobeying God's voice. Whereas in the Genesis we see that Abraham, he obeyed God, though he did not know the place where he is supposed to go. But he obeyed God and started coming out from that generation, coming out from the area, the nation. So he obeyed God. Whereas this man, he is also called sleeping prophet. Jonah, he was so nice actually. He was a prophet. God loved him. But at this time, he was disobeying God. Whenever we disobey God, we will not see the victory of God, you see. Sometimes temptations, trials, troubles, all will get those kind of things. See, when Jesus was baptized, he was gone into temptation. Satan itself went to the Jesus and made him to obey his voice. But whereas Jesus did not obey, Satan, you get away from me. Man shall not live by bread alone, but man shall live by his word. God's word is powerful. God's word is so wonderful. God's word is nothing but its grace to the mankind in the world. So whereas if you see US, America, that is well known to everyone else. Your flag is well known to everyone else. God has blessed this country. God has shown more knowledge to the people, to everyone else. But people from here, they are utilizing that. Some people, when we go out and preach, some people agree, some people disagree. Sometimes we give them gospel tract. Some people take that, receive and read. But some people, they tear it off and throw them on our face. Things are happening like this. Even in India, some of the area is getting opposition. One of the pastors, I know him. But he was, when he was coming out from the Bible study, then he was took by some people who are against to the Bible. They killed him. They packed him in a blanket. Then they thrown him outside. It came very lately. The news was came out. But we cannot do anything. You see, sometimes it is good for us to have troubles in our lives. It is good for to have challenges in our lives, in our spiritual life, so that we can be strong in the Lord. That's why it says that the joy of the Lord is my strength. In book of Psalm 20, he says that first words, O Lord, give me your help. Then the Lord says that, I will bless you from out of Zion, he says. There is power in the word of God, we have to see. But at this time, Jonah did not recognize that. God was telling to Jonah, you go to Nineveh, place called Nineveh. You tell about me, proclaim the good news. But you see that Jonah, he was failed. Not only that, dear brothers and sisters, he was sleeping on the boat. He was gone down part of that and he was sleeping nicely. Then whereas there was a big trouble on the sea, the boat was unable to go around. So people started throwing their things in the sea, whereas Jonah was nicely sleeping, you see, because he doesn't have the power in his heart now. He disobeyed God. Actually, we don't get sleep when we are in trouble, you see. But whereas he was possessed by satanic power that time. He needs some salvation. He needs some grace. He needs God's power in his heart, in his hands. But people came to him. Oh, you sleeper, why are you sleeping? Whereas everyone is praying unto their God. But he says that it is because of me. He obeyed that time. I am a Hebrew. Because of me it is happening. Can you please throw me in the sea? He was thinking that if they throw me in the sea, I will die. So the chapter will be closed. He might have thought in his life. But whereas, you see, dear brothers and sisters, they throwed him on the sea. Then the boat was going nicely. They could able to reach their destination. But whereas there was a fish in the sea, he was there nicely. When we were coming, we were in safe zone because we're in the car. Whether it rains outside, no problem. When you are in the presence of God, there is a Holy Spirit has given you a seal. Cannot do anything, you see. Cannot happen anything. In book of, we see that Psalm 91, it says, 10th verse and 11th verse, we see that though enemies come unto you, you will not afraid of anything. Because he is God, he is the God that protects us from every danger in the world. We have to believe that. Unless you believe, how can it happen in your life? In Romans it says that unless someone else and go preach the gospel, how can they listen? Unless a person goes to the field. You see, William Carey, with Dr. William Carey, he visited India. Unless he visited India, there was empty. Unless he visits India, there was a lack of gospel, you see. Unless Thomas came to this, one of the disciples of Thomas, he visited India. He was died there and he was buried there. There is a big church that they built now that's in India. Then Hudson Taylor, he went to another place where there is no gospel. Never happened anyone else, but they challenged. They did not care for sophistication, comfortable life. They left. In the same way, Jesus left his priority, but he came to us. That is Jesus. He's leader, not only leader. He is our parent. He is our brother. He is our good friend. Many times we share so many things to the friends, not to the parents. So that you can share your things to Jesus. Because all-knowing God he is. His power is enough for us. His only one eye can able to see everywhere in the world. So here we see that Jonah, really in the book of first chapter, he disobeyed. He did not wanted to go. Did not wanted to listen God's voice. But there was a trouble in his life. He was about to die, but God did not allow him to die. Because he has to undergo through some experience. In the same way, Jesus was there in the ground for 3 days. Even Jonah also stayed in three days. He was traveling like anything. That time he was unable to tolerate that thing. Then here it says that, second chapter, ninth verse, it says that, we can see that, book of Jonah, second chapter, ninth verse, it says that, KJV version, I have vowed, salvation is of the Lord. Can we all say this word, please? Salvation is of the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. Here in this world, no one give you salvation. They may help you something else here. If you are, it's happened me to borrow some money to come here. By faith, I came here. But I believe that God will look after that. My wife and my second daughter and the church over there. But in the same way, we see that salvation. Sometimes people may help you something with a little amount and things this and that. But no one, can anyone say, you die for me? Any can, I'm going to die, I'm going to take poison to die. Can you join with me? Can anyone else join with us? No one joins with us. Because our friendship has a limitation. Our love has a limitation. Whereas Jesus doesn't have unconditional love. Unconditional love He showed for us. John 3:16 says that God so loved the world. The world means people. We are here. If you go and see in Hinduism, there are so-called people. They came here to kill the people who are in sin. But whereas Jesus is not like that. He came here to save the people, to kill the sin. Did you get my point? Say amen. Amen. Come on, amen. Amen. Jesus, He came here to save the people. Remove the sin. If you go to the doctor, he will give you an injection to set you free. When you take injection, you are free. When you take tablet, you are free. In the same way, the things we are doing is the good works. By doing good works, we cannot enter into the heaven. Only accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. In Romans, it says that with your mouth, in your heart, you have to believe the Lord Jesus Christ in your heart. You have to confess your sins with your mouth. Then you are saved. Need not to go anywhere, anything. We need not to do. In India, we have the people worship, you know, with coconut. Coconut, you see? They worship, they take some milk and coconut, and the biggest temple, they worship serpent. So they believe that serpent will come on a certain time, on a certain day, then that will take drink. That will eat egg, then that will go, then we are blessed. You see, unless you believe in the Lord, you cannot enter into the heaven. So, Jonah, he was seeking for salvation. Again, he came to the Lord. Lord, forgive me. I know you are so gracious. So, the fish made him to go to that place called Nineveh. Because fish has to obey God's word. Sea has to obey God's word. You see, heaven, sky has to obey God's word. Even this thing, earth has to obey God's word. Then sometimes we are away. Sometimes we disobey God. Are we in that condition? If that is the case, we have to come to the Lord. Lord Jesus, kindly forgive me. I was away. From thy presence. So many times I am able to listen the word of God. In Sundays and Wednesdays or Fridays, Saturdays like that. But still I am away of you. Kindly forgive me. Once upon a time Jonah was in trouble. He disobeyed you. But at last he came to you. There was a wonderful, fruitful ministry was taken place in book of Jonah, 3rd and 4th chapter. There was wonderful. But he says, in the beginning he disobeyed. But God made him to obey. Sometimes we think I'm going this way, but God will lead us to another way. You see, when people close the main door, when the people close the gate, when the people close the window, but God will open the main door in some circumstances. We can depend on Him totally because He is our God, He is our Lord. So when we are in trouble, we have to pray for. Book of Jeremiah 33:3 says that you just pray to me. In Matthew 7:7 says that ask me, enter. He says that ask me, knocking and getting His word. In Book of John, He says that I am the way, the truth, and the life. In Hebrews 13, He says that I will never leave you nor forsake you. Wonderful words we have. This is like food that we have to eat every day. The Bible is a spiritual food to you. Here I like that hot dogs. We don't get in India. In India we get beef and all that. I cook nice food. I cook. My children will eat together. They say to mommy, don't cook mommy. Let daddy prepare. But I am only a specialist on Sunday. Because I want to eat meat on Sunday. Soon after the worship is over. So the Bible is a spiritual food that is God has given to us. We can serve in a plate. You can serve love of God to anyone else through your speech and by sharing, by reading the word. This is Bible is something that it is a love letter. You see, it is a love letter that God has given to mankind. In those days, people used to write love letters. But whereas now, we have so many phones in our hands. So-called phones. America is famous for what? iPhone? Yeah, some Apple phone, iPhone like that. So, there would be some secret code. Unless you dial the secret code, you cannot open that. But God has... He has unconditional love. There is no limit for His grace, for His love. He is openly, all the time, He is giving invitation to us. Matthew 11, it says that, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. I will give you rest. So in India, rich people will have some workers in their house. Say, for a person to wash vessels, a person to wash clothes like that. But here we see that everyone will work on kitchen, washing and everything. There was a lady, she said that if we don't work, then people will, if we take someone else's help, then people will think that you don't know how to work. Like that they ask. But in India we see that if you have a car, you are a rich man in India. If you have a car, you are so rich there. In total of our village, we have maybe 5 to 6 cars, that's all. But wherever we are, we have to obey God. Sometimes we are astray about His call. So totally in book of Jonah, in first chapter, he disobeyed, he was failed in his call. But whereas he obeyed, he came to the Lord, in the ship, he was in the fish of the belly, he was recognizing God's grace, you see. Sometimes when we are in trouble, that time we seek God's help. So things happen for our good health, you see. So whatever the situation it may happen, that is good for our benefit, for our spiritual life. We have to think on that way. Because He never leaves alone. Your friend may leave you, wife and husband may leave you, brothers and sisters may leave you. But God says that in the Hebrews, I will never leave you not forsake you. Before I close, could you please all tell with me, I will never leave you, not forsake you. He is not forsaking God. He is a merciful God. That's why he showed his hands. Lord, you forgive them. What are they are doing on the cross, you see? Lord, you forgive them. And there was beside Jesus, there was a man who accepted. Oh, dear Lord, can you recognize me on your paradise? I am worthy to have this kind of situation, but dear Lord, you are not worthy. But what Jesus says that? You are there in paradise right now. No baptism, you see, for him. See, Hanak walked with God. No death for him. What about Hanak's parents or Hanak's, Hanak's relatives, wife or children? Oh, dear Lord, where are you taking him? Hanak walked with God. He did not see, death. He was, like God, he became like that. So in the same way, though sometimes we forget to pray, sometimes we stop coming to the church, unless you have a good fellowship, you cannot grow in your life. Unless you eat, how can you get full strength? So in the same way, we have to have good food. The food that food of word of God that we must eat daily. We must practice reading, practicing, and keeping those things in our hearts, so that we cannot forget it. When you are in trouble, that time you can recognize. There won't be any time to open the Bible and read, but you will have. If you have in your mind those words, you can recollect them. See, in my childhood, I studied in a Christian hostel. Sometimes I remember those songs which were sang in those in the boarding hostel. I remember. Sometimes you can preach the song, which the songs are written by many people who were led by the Holy Spirit. They spend a lot of time in prayer. They wrote down the songs. We can sing those songs. We can recollect all the benefits that God has done for us. This is amazing. See, it is wonderful that I came here because of His grace, you see. Unless pastor comes there and picks me up, I cannot come. For this to see the congregation here, to have fellowship each other, to show God's love to the world. He is so good God. It says that, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. No one else in the world is good. But the Lord is so good in our lives. We have to obey God's word. When we disobey, we have to go into the trouble. The troubles Jonah had, sometimes we also in the families or in the personal life get through that trials and troubles. But yes, at last, when you come to the Lord, there will be a result for that. God will never leave you. So this was happened to him. But he was in history. He stood that he came to God. Again, he was praying to God. Salvation is of the Lord, not of the man, not of the nation. So we have to think in ourselves. Let us close our eyes and think for a moment that are we obeying the Lord, His commandments? Are we going away from His presence? Sometimes it happens. A situation will lead us into temptations, you see, into trials and troubles. But we have to believe that there is a challenging God. so-called gods and goddesses are there, but he is powerful God. One day all the world has to bow down at his feet. We have to totally believe that. One day he will come and take us. We should be ready to go with him. We should be ready to go with him. When you are pure in our heart, your face will shine like anything. Sometimes in our area, people will eat much food because they don't get 2 days food at a time. So he cannot tolerate. He will be vomiting that. In the functions, you know, we put tents. That time people, some beggars will come and eat much food because they don't get tomorrow. So the word is powerful in our lives. So it is a chance and time for us to have him once more. Lord, forgive me. Forgive my sins. Because I did so many things against you. I disobeyed you. This is the prophet that through him you are speaking to me. Because of him, so many people came to the Lord through one man. So God's power was there. God's plan was there to use him mightily. In book of Job, we see that he says that, I did not bring anything into this world. I did not take anything anything with me. At a time, all the daughters were died. Everything was broken up in his life. Book of Job, we see that even wife also left, relatives left because of his illness, you see. Even Satan was tempting him. But he says that, nothing I bring this into this world. He was a rich man in the world. He was a man of prayer in the world. But he gets trouble in his life. Sometimes we may be having good personality, but there may be spiritual lack of spiritualness. We may have a little problem in the spiritual line. So that thing, it's a better time for us to obey his word, because he is powerful, unchangeable God. Sometimes you see, Monday is one God, Tuesday is one God, Wednesday, Thursday, one God. People will worship like that. But it is not like that. Jesus is Lord of all. In every creation. He is unchangeable God. If you accept him as your personal savior, he will agree you. You will be there in paradise forever and ever. God bless you. Thank you. Pastor.